Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Got a lot of stuff to talk about here today. Obviously, it is a Wednesday here on the show. That means last night was SmackDown. What are your thoughts on the show? We got what appears to be a full card for the WWE TLC show, which is coming up here on Sunday. New matches added. We have the finals for the Mixed Match Challenge. After all of these months, we have the finals for the WWE Mixed Match Challenge. I'm going to talk about who's in it here later on today. Also, I'm sure you're well aware, everyone on Twitter's talking about it, Raw dropped another 4% off of last week's modern era record low, with just 2.19 million viewers on average last night. The audience started off ahead of last week, but it fell throughout the show, with both the lowest rated second hour in modern history, and the third hour falling from that was the lowest hour in modern history. First hour was among the lowest first hours as well. The big competition was the Minnesota Vikings versus Seattle Seahawks game. Did 11.39 million viewers. Raw was 10th for the night on cable, trailing only NFL programming on ESPN and news programming. The audience under 50 didn't tune out at the same levels as usual. Teenage boys grew throughout the show. Women declined. The big decline was over 50 viewers, which fell 18%. From hour one to hour three, the 3 hours, 2.35 million viewers, 2.19 million viewers. Third hour, 2.05 million viewers. Possible that next week, next couple of weeks, one of the hours of Raw could drop below 2 million viewers. So those are the Raw numbers for you, everybody. Got a lot to say about them when we come back from the break, as well as everything else. Madison Rain is going to join us in the final segment of the show here today. Got a lot to get into, so stick around. Back in a moment. Wrestling Observer Live.
Just as well to keep it. Get some game in store. You're with me now. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool morning. Living right is easy.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Hey, when do you want to spot that burglar?
when he's casing your home or after he's in. Ask John, whose Blink camera alerted him of burglars trying to break in while he and his family were home. Or Shannon, whose Blink camera caught a thief stealing packages. Both times, Blink video clips were sent to police to help convict the crooks. Blink motion-activated indoor and outdoor cameras are wire-free, set up in minutes, and run on two AA batteries that last up to 2 years. And if you're traveling over the holidays, Blink's live feed option lets you monitor your home and check in on pets from anywhere using your Blink smartphone app. No contracts, no subscriptions, totally affordable. And Blink works with Alexa.
Blink camera systems make great holiday gifts, and they're a brilliant way to monitor holiday package deliveries. Save up to a whopping 40% off all outdoor XT and add-on cameras through December 22nd. While supplies last, visit BlinkProtect.com/radio. BlinkProtect.com/radio. Blink is an Amazon company.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Coming off the lowest rating of the modern era on Monday night, SmackDown up just a little bit. However, 1.977 million viewers, below 2 million. Given that SmackDown had a higher than usual 90% audience retention to that 1.977 million, it would indicate a higher-than-usual interest in something on the show. That's either the Daniel Bryan-Mustafa Ali match or Charlotte and Asuka with Becky at ringside. My guess would be the latter. SmackDown fell out of the top 10 in overall cable viewership for the second straight week, finishing number 12. SmackDown was also once again out of the top spot in 18 to 49, finishing in third place. Year over year, they're down 20% for the second week in a row. This is the last week for original network programming. There may be an artificial bump in the ratings next week, although Christmas Day and New Year's are both on Tuesday. So SmackDown and Raw, by the way, should both hit record lows at the end of this year. Raw and SmackDown. Raw's going to be on Christmas and New Year's. SmackDown on, New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve. SmackDown on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. Can't really count those numbers, but, I mean, it's not like the first time this has happened. They will be record lows, so great numbers here heading into the new year for WWE. If you want to talk about this year today, you know the phone number, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. If you're sick of WWE, we got Ring of Honor tomorrow night, with Jay Lethal, Cody Rhodes in the main event, Scorpio Sky and Frankie Kazarian versus the Briscoes and the Young Bucks in a ladder war, Jeff Cobb versus Hangman Page TV title, Sumi Sakai versus Madison Rayne, Karen Q, Kelly Klein in a four-corner survival for the women's title. And then on BN Sports, we have the MLW show, which has got a couple of different things. The live special. There's a TV taping and a live special, and we can go over those, the lineups later on. But, Mike, what are you watching this weekend?
Penn State and Arizona State tomorrow night. Sorry, Filthy Tom. You're going to be on the DVR, buddy, because there's a huge college wrestling matchup that I know no one cares about but I do. And I'm looking forward to seeing that. But definitely going to watch that in MLW and going to catch everything at some point. The New Japan shows, hopefully I'll be able to catch live. But yeah, at some point I'll take in everything, although it's like NXT. It's gotten to the point with NXT now, and I hate to do this because I love the show. I end up binge-watching it right before they do a takeover. I end up binge-watching it at the end of the month where, you know, the month is over, and then I catch up on three or four shows that I've missed. It is incredibly difficult to try to keep up with everything with so much of it out there. And obviously, well, I guess I can ask again. Do I have to watch Raw and SmackDown?
Yes.
Okay. Do I have to watch Raw?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'll see that again. It makes it very difficult when you have that much time and there's so much out there to see. And there's also a boxing match this weekend too, which again, it doesn't, I'm sure Dave is going to bring it up probably in passing just because it's another piece of competition. And also I guess why it would be relevant to anything that we would talk about on this show. It is because not because Oscar De La Hoya is the promoter of Canelo Alvarez and he is in a slap fight right now with Dana White, but it's on DAZN. It's on DAZN, and if you didn't know any better and have seen the commercials, you would think Canelo is fighting Michael Buffer. So he is a fighting basically a no-name opponent, but it is the first of his deal on DAZN, and they have sunk a lot of money into that the same way a lot of these places are sinking a lot of money into a lot of sports properties. We talked about it yesterday or 2 days ago with the whole thing with One and Bleacher Report. So it will be interesting to see if we can get any sort of feel on how that show does, because it is going to helps to set a precedent to work what we're going to be looking like here in the next couple of months, including UFC on ESPN.
All right, caller, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. It's Tony from Philadelphia.
What's up,
man?
So I am taking the train to Manhattan tomorrow for Final Battle, so that's what I'm doing. Brian, I got to talk to you about something.
Yes.
I might have to change the Brian and Vinny show I'm going to do with you to any show where Shane McMahon throws punches. Because I was so upset there was no Filthy Tom show last night, and you didn't bring it up with Dave on Observer Radio. But if you want to talk about dying days of WCW, Shane McMahon did a two-minute match with jobbers where he got blown up. And those punches, my God, those punches, and the triangle, he had to have the jobber assist him with the triangle. That was one of the most – what was that? Can you help me out with what that was?
Well, I mean, first off,
somebody's dad out there wrestling.
First off, I mean, come on. Have we never seen Shane McMahon before? His punches are always as bad. He always gets blown up 2 minutes in. I mean, it was horrible. It was hilariously bad. I don't know what they're doing with Miz and Shane McMahon. I'm baffled. I have no desire to see this team.
Oh.
What do you mean?
There's a part of me that, like, again, if it wasn't, I don't want to see
the worst
Shane
team
in
history.
The banter between the two is funny. I mean, if you're going to go with this stupid thing where Miz, I just keep waiting on Dolph Ziggler to pop up because they always bring up that they are 2/3 of the best in the world, which is still leaving the door open to me in the background because they always
You're confused. They're not 2/3. Miz is 2/3. Shane is 1/3.
They make sure to mention that. They don't say that they're the best in the world tag team. They always point out the fact that Dolph, you know, they make, you know, and they
no, there's
the
no
Dolph
in this. You're confused. It's not that Miz is 1/3 and Shane is 1/3 and Dolph is 1/3. Miz is 2/3 and Shane is 1/3.
Oh, is that?
And that's
how did they come up with?
You
wait,
have to
wait.
Remember,
when did they do that formula?
Go ahead, caller. I'll explain this to Mike later.
This is the follow-up to the Survivor Series where SmackDown got swept. This is the
yes.
follow-up. And I'll hang up and listen to you guys respond to this. But where is this storyline going? Because as normal, I don't know who I'm supposed to care about. I don't know who I'm supposed to cheer for because Miz is getting cheered. But it looks like it's going to lean towards Shane turning heel. Where is this going?
Miz is pouring it on so much right now. And, yes, we want to thank you very much for the call. Miz is pouring it on so thick right now, and Shane is being such a prick that I think why they may be leading in that direction is because Miz is going to be the same Miz that he always was by the end of this thing, and we'll have babyface Shane, and who knows, we could get an epic battle at Royal Rumble or WrestleMania. Who knows? But, okay, go back to this. How exactly is Miz 2/3 the best in
listen,
the world?
Listen, it was a tournament. Miz won two matches. And Shane won one match. and Shane replaced Miz. So as a team, they won the trophy, but Miz won two matches and Shane won one. So Miz is two-thirds of the best in the world, and Shane is one-third. Believe it or not, it actually makes sense. I mean, it doesn't,
but it does.
Listen,
fair enough.
Every time Dave says Survivor Series doesn't count, Survivor Series doesn't count, all I can think is, well, why did Raw sweep him then? Like, I don't even get it. Like, why would you even bother just destroying SmackDown? I mean, if ever there was a week that SmackDown should beat Raw, like, it's this week, right? Raw did a record low rating. Well, they didn't. They also dropped below, 2 million viewers for the show this week. Why? Because no matter what you think of the brand, no matter what you think as a fan of SmackDown, and I liked SmackDown this week. I thought it was a very good SmackDown show. They've told you, just like WCW told you for years, this is a loser brand. The losers are on this brand. They got swept by Raw. And on top of that, you know what's even worse? In WCW, all they did was talk about how WCW was a loser brand. But there were still guys in WCW, like WCW wrestlers like Sting, they wanted to represent WCW. Like, they wanted to prove that it wasn't a loser brand, even though you were being told that it was. There's nothing like that on SmackDown. They lost, they got swept at Survivor Series, and nobody cares. Shane doesn't care. None of the only wrestlers that care are the New Day, and the only reason they care is because they won on the pre-show and it was ignored. That's the storyline they've got for SmackDown. So you wonder why the ratings are down. The ratings aren't down because it's hard to book 5 hours of TV. They're down because it sucks. Now, if it sucks because you can't write 5 hours of TV, well, listen, you got $1 billion. Do something about it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
My wallet in El Segundo. I got to get it. I left my wallet in El Segundo. Left my wallet in El Segundo.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Dave Meltzer joining us here today. Last night we were doing the Observer Radio Show. We were reviewing SmackDown, and we talked about most of the segments. But today I hear everyone is outraged that we did not discuss this Miz segment with Shane McMahon, Dave.
Uh-huh.
What did you think about this? What's going on?
It's just a segment. They're, you know, they're building, they're going somewhere with it. And I don't know, not really much to discuss. I mean, Miz is real entertaining in that weird way of how he treats the trophy like it's like his daughter. But, you know, it's just it's the same thing that they did before.
Okay, well, hold on. Let me ask some questions then.
Yeah.
So you've mentioned many times that Survivor Series is supposed to not count, right?
Not everything, but the key, the stuff as far as the Daniel Bryan and the Charlotte Flair turns, yes.
So some of it doesn't count, but other stuff is supposed to count?
Yeah, what's convenient counts, and what they had to do to get through the show doesn't count.
This sucks. This is why, anyway.
Well, to be fair, they've always done that.
So do you believe that, like, at some point they're going to pay off this Raw smashing SmackDown, obliterating them?
I don't think so, no.
Then why did they do it?
No, I mean, I think that in a small way it will lead to something with Shane, but as far as a big payoff, it's not even being talked about anymore. So I don't think, how big is it going to be when they
stop
talking about it?
Why in God's name would you... When SmackDown was over, you know this as well as anybody, Dave. If you think back to that Roman Reigns Royal Rumble that he won, and like everybody was freaking out and they hated it and they were going to cancel their network subscription and all this and that, and it turns out a bunch of people signed up that night and nobody canceled their subscription statistically. But, I mean, when SmackDown was over, everybody was texting and tweeting and, oh, my God, they buried SmackDown. I can't believe it. Oh, why did they do this? And I was like an idiot. I said, just don't worry about it. It's a storyline. This will be explained.
But I mean, as far as they're not
nothing. There's no storyline here.
They're talking about the trophy.
They buried them for no reason.
So much of it is no reason. Well, they had a reason the day they did it, but now, yeah, it's the same frustration about the booking all the time. If you're watching the stuff, if you're watching the show looking for cohesive booking and looking for it to make sense. You're just going to be disappointed because it's just not going to happen. I mean, yes, should it happen? Of course it should. But it's not going to. If you're looking for clearly defined characters who are consistent, it's not the show for you. If you're looking for the best wrestling in the world, it's not the show for you. If you just want
so
to
who
be
is
a
this show for?
Because you're a WWE fan, then be a WWE fan. But don't expect it to be what it's not, because this is what it is now. I mean, it's kind of sad in a lot of ways, but this is what it is. They don't care about consistency. They don't remember their storylines from week to week. They're changed on the fly. This is just what it is. It's not good, but it's what it is.
I understand not remembering little things like, you know, whatever. But, I mean, for crying out loud, the fact that Survivor Series Raw swept SmackDown.
And why?
I mean, you forgot about that or, like, you have no follow-up. There's no storyline here.
If it was something that big, they would. You shouldn't, like, do a storyline in November, forget about it in December, forget about it in January, and then come February. Oh, by the way, remember in November? You know, by then, Vince has already moved on. So the fact that it's not something that they're harping on now, I would just be surprised if it's any big thing later. But,
I mean, Listen, all these comparisons to WCW, if Eric Bischoff and WCW signed a deal where they were going to end up on Fox TV the following October, even Eric wouldn't do like a Starrcade show where his SmackDown brand, his Thunder brand, lost every single match a year before they're going on Fox. Even he would know not to do that.
Yeah, but that's a year later. Everyone's going to forget. But you're right, though. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I guess.
Well, forget about forgetting.
Right.
I mean, you can't kill a brand.
I don't. I remember the WCW stuff. It wasn't like they did. I mean, their stuff was dumber than this.
It was very dumb. But this is like a different level of dumb. You signed a $1 billion deal, and you're killing SmackDown a year before
they
go to Fox.
They're not killing SmackDown overtly. It's actually the better show, but. Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't matter. People aren't watching it because they know it's a loser brand. It's under 2 million viewers right now.
Well, it's under 2 million viewers because they're both down. You know, I mean, but, I mean, it's not like that whitewash made any difference in the SmackDown ratings. The SmackDown ratings are probably a higher percentage of Raw now than they were before. But, I mean, did it help? Was it dumb? Yeah, it was dumb.
But, Dave, let me ask you a question. Here's a serious question, okay? Raw is on what network?
USA.
Okay. SmackDown is on what network?
USA.
They both start at what time?
8 o'clock.
How long is Raw?
3 hours.
How long is SmackDown?
2 hours.
Okay, there is no reason that more people shouldn't be watching SmackDown. It's on the same network. It's at the same time. Yes,
it's a different day. It's because of the tradition of Monday as a wrestling night and because of the tradition of the name Raw. Being the A show. That's literally the only reason.
Like, if SmackDown, there's no reason that more people shouldn't be watching a show on the same network at the same time of night with one less hour. There's no reason people shouldn't choose SmackDown over Raw.
And the fact that most weeks it's the better show.
Yeah, but they don't because they've been conditioned that it's the B brand. Because of stuff like Survivor Series.
I think it's more because Monday's wrestling night and because Raw has been... You know, Raw has always been trumpeted as the flagship show. It's always been, and it's going to take a long time for that to change, even if the other show is better. I mean, you know, look, there's other better wrestling shows on television. I would argue every wrestling show on television that's got any kind of exposure is better than Raw, but Raw is the highest rated because it's Raw. You know?
Well, yeah, but any other one, you could say, well, you know, be in sports, pop TV, whatever.
Yeah,
I mean,
this is
USA to USA. This is 8 p.m. to 8 p.m. I mean, literally, there's nothing except for tradition.
Yeah. Well, tradition means a lot. Look, if it wasn't for tradition, where do you think WWE would be right now?
They'd be much lower.
They're living on the fumes of when they were successful. They're living on the fumes of 20 years ago when they had the Steve Austin and The Rock, and they created all those 10 million fans or 8 million fans, whatever the number is. And now, you know, a little over 2 million of them are left every week, and the rest of them are... Kind of like no interest, some interest, not enough interest to watch the shows. So yeah, it's. I mean, tradition is what is kind of like with Saban wrestling, because unlike with other sports where people talk about what's going on now as being like really like important, with wrestling people fantasize about the past. They don't talk about the future as much as fantasize about the past. It used to be so great, even when it wasn't great. Now, It's like a nostalgia thing. And now it's just kind of like something that exists on Monday night. I mean, there's no great, you know, WWE comes to town. There's no great glamour in cities when WWE comes to town anymore, like it was, you know, even a couple of years ago.
So did you learn anything new and exciting when you did the Larry the Axe bio for The Observer this week?
No, I mean, I followed his career pretty good, and I knew the stories of the Bruiser and the Crusher and the Dolly Sisters and everything, which was... You know, a really cool period in Minneapolis wrestling lore and all that. I can't say like there were any great shocks. I mean, he was a wrestler who had a long career, a tough guy, and you know, well respected and all that. I remember I would see him. And people would tell me. I mean, he was really in rough shape. I mean, as far as when Kurt died, that hit him really hard. Everybody told me that. And then I remember seeing him, you know, when nobody was around, like at Cauliflower Alley, and he'd be like, you know, this old guy who was in his 70s, and he'd be sitting there, and he had this sad. I think that when he was around people, it kind of took his mind away from it. But when no one was around, it was the Kurt thing was just devastating to him. I mean, he loved Kurt so much.
He was 82 years old. How was he there at the end? I mean, was he still doing all right?
He did interviews. You know, I think he did interviews, you know, as recently as a couple of weeks ago. So mentally, and I heard one of them, mentally he was fine. I mean, physically he was going downhill. You know, I mean, he was 82 years old. And, you know, for a wrestler, 82 is, you know, big guy like that. 82 is a long time.
How big was he at the end? Was he legitimately around 6'5", or was that just wrestling?
Oh, no. But I mean, I think that he was probably 6'2 or 3 and 275, you know, in the 60s. And he was probably
That's a big dude in the 60s.
And, you know, and probably even over 3 when, you know, in the 80s. I mean, he was a big guy. I just remember one time I was at a show in Oakland, and he worked the undercard, and the main event was a battle royal. He worked the undercard, and they announced his weight at 310, and then he came out in the battle royal. They announced him at 341, and I go, man, I must have eaten a lot in the last hour.
Well, guy that size can eat a lot in an hour.
I suppose so.
What else do we have in the Observer this week?
Just all the TV deals and everything like that. The one thing, which is not going to be as big as it looked originally. And it's not like they're going to be doing live shows in primetime on TNT. If they were, that would be huge, but that's not what's going to be happening. And, the UFC changing thing, UFC, you know, they're now scrambling to put, we're putting the different matches for UFC, the January 26th show on other shows. So at least January 26th is a little lighter date. You know, it's not going to be Bellator's biggest show of the year, UFC pay-per-view and NXT all head-to-head. Now it's just going to be Bellator and NXT, and UFC will have a week off. And this will be – there will only be one UFC show in January. January 19th is the only one.
I can't even believe it.
But then in February and March, it's going to be one every Saturday. Well, not necessarily Saturday, but there'll be one every week for a long time after that, yeah.
Hey, Dave, let me add something onto your plate. It's not Canelo.
Actually, we're in the
weekend.
Break, but go quick.
Oh, okay, hey, Arizona State and Penn State tomorrow on ESPN2, 3 o'clock Pacific.
Cool.
All right, we're out of time, everybody. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Are you wasting hundreds of dollars each year on contact lenses? Would you like to be able to see clearly again without reading glasses? Make the smart choice with IQ Laser Vision. Their team has performed over 150,000 LASIK and smile procedures, and with 11 locations on the West Coast and special out-of-town packages, there is a solution just right for you. See why they have a 5-star rating on Yelp. Check out IQLaserVision.com. That's IQLaserVision.com.
IQ Laser Vision.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Phones are going crazy, a million text messages, so let's hear from you, the people. Because I am a man of the people, unlike World Wrestling Entertainment. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. This is Ishmael in Virginia.
Yes, Ishmael.
So I just wanted to push back a little bit on some of the comments our guy Big Dave was making on Observer Radio yesterday. So he was sort of saying that, you know, a big problem with this is that it's so hard to write Raw every week. And he's talking about how it's such a difficult task even for all these writers. And I was just wondering why. If you sit back and look at the show, I don't know, do you know how many writers they have? Is there a number?
Dozens.
Like a rough estimate? A dozen or so? Okay.
No, dozens. Like
dozens.
The last I heard, dozens.
Okay, well, let's look at Monday Night Raw, okay? Just Raw, a three-hour show every week. You go segment by segment. If you divide it up between the writers, like you guys take care of these characters, you guys take care of these characters, each segment is, what, a few minutes. Each character, for the most part, repeats the same lines, and that's just from, like, the actual scripting point of view. And if you think of the long-term storylines, I can't even remember a succinct beginning, middle, and ending storyline that would take any degree of difficulty to write. The final product of the show, I know a lot of it is, yes, Vince McMahon will come in at the last minute and erase whatever he wants. Sometimes it's entire shows, sometimes it's segments, but it's not like, I mean, Dave was making it sound like they were trying to write The Sopranos every week, and there's such a level of attention to detail that this team of, you know, 30, 40 writers, oh, it's so difficult to do this job when it's the actual end product looks like that could have been done seat of your pants 2 hours earlier. There's just been no logical, not no, there's been very few succinct beginning, middle, and ending stories that I could see writers losing sleep over. And if you have 7 days, think about it, you have 7 whole days to write a Raw show, and this is like the product we get, and it's the same for
SmackDown. Hey, think about this, my friend.
Same.
Think about this, okay? The interview is somewhere in the archives at WrestlingObserver.com, but I interviewed Jerry Jarrett one day. One of the great wrestling minds, till he decided he was going to run weekly pay-per-views for TNA, but that's another story entirely. But anyway, Jerry Jarrett booked a lot of great wrestling in his day, and Vince Russo, I believe it was, it said something like, it takes me, I'm just going to throw out a number, 26 hours to write an episode of television. I don't even know what the number is. It doesn't even matter what the number is. He said, it takes me X number of hours to write this television show. And Jerry Jarrett's response was, if it took me X number of hours to write this television show, I'd be so embarrassed. Because at the end of the day, I don't want to come on here and say it's easy. All right? But look at that Raw show on Monday. You know what I'm saying? That Raw show took 40, 30, however many people, that many hours to write. I mean, as we talked about yesterday, here's the reality of the situation that all of these Seth Rollins and everybody are not going to say. Let's read what Seth Rollins said one more time. That's the one thing I don't think people understand. 5 hours of live TV every week. Every week! Aww. Add in the extraneous variables that affect the final outcome, and it's a modern miracle the shows come together as well as they do. That's what he said, okay? Listen, I like Seth Rollins. I don't know why he blocked me. I've always largely said nice things about Seth Rollins. I think he's a great wrestler. But this is a stupid thing to say. And it's stupid because he knows better, all right? The reason this show sucks is because of Vince McMahon. It's because Vince goes in, he doesn't remember anything, can't remember what happened yesterday on his own show. He rewrites everything. all these writers, they put together whatever they want to put together. He goes in, he mixes it around, he changes everything around. Everything's nonsensical, and the show sucks. And the writers do the best they can to try to make something out of this. But you can't, because it sucks. And to have them, here's the thing with Seth Rollins and everybody else defending Vince McMahon that really makes me mad. I understand that you can't come on here and say, there should probably be an intervention, and maybe Vince shouldn't be writing this TV anymore at 73 years old. I understand nobody can go in there and say that, even though that's actually what needs to happen right here. But let's think about this for a second from Seth Rollins' standpoint. Why are you defending this, dude? Why is anybody defending 3 hours? All of you guys that say, well, you know, if we cut an hour off Raw, look at all of the money the company is going to lose. The money they're going to lose? This company is valued at $5 billion. They're going to go out of business if they cut an hour off Raw? And by the way, here's another thing, Seth and everybody else. When they went to 3 hours in July of 2012 or whatever it was, and they made all that money off USA Network, and now they got this $2.3 billion deal, what have you got out of this? Nothing. You've got nothing out of this. You're not making a dollar more that they went to 3 hours. You're defending that 3-hour show. Those fans, those 5 million fans in 2012 that used to watch that show on average every week, now you're down to 2 million. And you're defending the product. They've ran off 3 million people that could be buying your merchandise. And you're getting nothing. You're getting zero out of that. Hold on, I'm not done yet. I got more. Okay. You're making nothing off of that. Zero. Okay? And another thing, for all the WWE wrestlers that defend this show and defend myself and whoever else talking about how much this show sucks, you ain't even watching the show. You show up at the building and you do all your stuff, your pre-tapes, you get ready, you put your boots on, you go out there and wrestle. You're not sitting there watching this show. Get hurt. I don't want anyone to get hurt, but like, if you get hurt, go home and watch this show every hour, every Monday, and get back to me. And tell me that this show is great. And someone else mentioned this the other day. Like, I don't want to sit here on my soapbox here, okay? But you know what's hard? What's hard is doing 15 podcasts every single week and trying to make them interesting. Do you ever see me complain about that? Why don't you go out there and try and do 15 podcasts every single week and make them interesting? You think that's an easy job? It is. It's not an easy job, but I don't sit here and complain about it. You know what? I managed to figure it out, and I don't have a $1 billion company. I don't have 40 writers writing my podcast. I have none. I'm pretty sure a $1 billion company can figure out how to write a damn television show. Not to mention, it ain't even 5 hours. You have one crew writing Raw, and you have one crew writing SmackDown. No one's writing 5 hours of television. You're writing 3 hours on Monday, and you're writing 2 hours on Tuesday. And you know what? 2 hours of wrestling television has been written by promotions worldwide forever. They all figured it out. You got one extra hour. That's suddenly a deal breaker here? This is ridiculous. Figure it out. You're a $5 billion company. Figure out how to write TV. Act like you're a mom and pop promotion. It's so hard. Oh, you can't write. It's so difficult. No, it's not. Figure it out. And if you need an intervention, maybe somehow this needs to be worked out. I don't know how. You want to know what's hard? Figuring out how to do an intervention. But writing 5 hours of television shouldn't be hard. I'm sick of this. All I heard yesterday was, they're mad at you. You're mad at me? I'm sitting here reading texts from all of these fans, the fans that you have left. The fans that are texting me are still watching this. I'm not even getting texts from the fans that gave up on this show because it sucks. What are you mad at me for? I'm still watching every week. I'm watching and I'm covering and I'm talking about every week. What are you mad at me for? Not my fault. Go ahead, Mike. Ridiculous.
You forgot to give Seth Rollins credit about something. I mean, he did get something out of this. He gets to go around and headline house shows that are losing money.
Oh, yeah, let's look at these house show numbers. That's my fault, too, I'm sure.
All I do
is put over house shows, how fun they are. Still nobody goes.
I go back to that Steve Austin podcast with Vince when it was just like, that's, and I don't know how long that's been now. It's been a couple of years, but that was just a, that was a glowing sign that, that really, because we could always talk about before that something needed to change. I remember watching that and just thinking, it's got to change. And there are people that can absolutely tell Vince this. You just actually have to have the huevos to go and do it. And honest to God, and it, maybe they think the show is so super fantastic that they won't do it, but the people that really should do it and can do it are his daughter and his son-in-law, because they're the most they have the most to gain and the most to lose by people walking out or tuning out or feeling some kind of way about this show, because Vince is not going to be in a cryogenic chamber or have a disembodied head like this is Futurama running this thing forever. He's not. They're going to do it. They should probably be doing it now. We know Triple H has got at least somewhat of a different philosophy. We know there are other people that he would probably put in to the executive production role and some other things. They could do it. It's actually their responsibility to do it if nobody else is going to, because obviously when you start your own show with, we know it sucks, you got a big problem.
God, and of all people to do some stupid tweet, Seth Rollins, the guy that complained about it on Raw, then goes on Twitter and talks about, oh, it's actually hard.
Yeah, well, he wanted to backslap his Jimmy Jacobs, which Jacobs, you know, surprised. Well, 5 hours of TV is hard. Yeah, well, you know, life's hard, pal.
You know what else is
$5
hard?
$5 billion company.
Four days a week on the road wrestling is hard. That's hard. But you know what? Everyone manages to do it. Look at how many. Let's go back to Seth Rollins. I'll put him over. Let's look at how many. Look at how many matches Seth Rollins had in 2018. That's hard. He did it. He keeps showing up every day.
Came back from a hell of an injury that's a normal person wouldn't go back to doing regular athletics.
That's right. That's damn hard, too. There's a lot of things in this life that are hard. And most people dealing with these hard issues aren't a $5 billion company.
Dom, cue up hard times. Where's Dusty? He'll tell you about hard.
Spurs says, the opening segment of Raw was the first time recently that I can remember where a face said something that fans were thinking without resorting to childish name-calling or smiling ear-to-ear like a fool. Person here says, I agree with the caller. Shane's match on Tuesday was worst I've ever seen for him. All of his matches are bad. And the Austin and Vince podcast was in 2014.
I did like the hardcore salve. You know, they did make sure, you know, on Raw, obviously mentioned what some people are thinking, but I did like how they put Mustafa Ali in there with Daniel Bryan, knowing that's something that a real wrestling fan, the wrestling fan that they hate the most, that they can't stand the most, that would be something that would kind of like, that was like a little free plate to them, which is interesting. It's also interesting that 205 Live was never melded into Raw or SmackDown. And those guys, your Alexanders, your Mustafa Ali's, your Buddy Murphy's, couldn't be at a higher plane right now just by going out there and wrestling.
Bert says, I remember Vince saying Cesaro wasn't over enough. That's why he wasn't pushed after winning the Andre the Giant Battle Royal. He ruined Cesaro just like he ruined Asuka's awesome undefeated streak and push.
How's Rusev doing?
Why would you give somebody the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal win when you have it set in your mind that you're not going to do anything with him? I mean, come on. This is not my fault.
Yodel. He made
it's
him
not
yodel.
My fault they had Raw decimate SmackDown and not follow it up on television. That's not my fault.
Oh, but also in the process of that, accidentally giving SmackDown a win because, duh.
Person says you could knock 90 minutes off Raw each week just by having good to great wrestling matches. Just make wins and losses count. Well, they can't because that's not the way they do things.
That's
everybody
wrestling.
Has to be beaten.
Where's that going to get you?
That's going to get you where they are right now. I'm going to read something after the break, everybody.
Please.
Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Going to try and make this quick. I'm going to tweet this link out on my Twitter at Brian Alvarez. It is an article that talks about Jeff Bezos' 2016 letter to shareholders, the man behind Amazon. I'm going to read just part of this real quick. He says, "I've been reminding people it's day one for a couple of decades. I work in an Amazon building named Day One, and when I moved buildings, I took the name with me. I spent time thinking about this topic. Day two is stasis, followed by irrelevance, followed by excruciating painful decline, followed by death. That's why it always needs to be day one. Does this sound familiar here? Common example is a proxy, a dangerous, subtle, and very day two feature. Good process serves you as you can serve customers, but if you're not watchful, the process can become the thing. This can happen very easily in large organizations. The process becomes a proxy for the result you want. You stop looking at outcomes and just make sure you're doing the process right. It's not rare to hear a junior leader defend a bad outcome with something like, well, we followed the process. What does that remind you of? Writing raw. Well, we did this. Well, we did that. Well, we followed the process. There's a bunch in here about customers and how you need to serve your customers and have true customer obsession. Do we have true customer obsession over WWE right now? No. Nobody's going to our shows. Like, yeah, they got a $2.3 billion television deal. But what are their customers doing? Their customers aren't watching the show. Their customers aren't going to our shows. Their customers aren't spending money on the product. This is a major issue with this company. But the proxy, we got to just do the things we've always been doing. We got to stick to the plan. No matter what the outcome is, we got to stick to the plan. I'll tweet this out here in a moment. We're out of time, everybody. We've got a big weekend ahead. Hey, it's Thursday. That means we'll be back tomorrow because we're here every day. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. We'll have another show tonight for subscribers because we do 2 to 3 a day every day. Talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.